In Acts chapter 4, we find the apostles Peter and John teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ within the synagogue and among the temple, and the individuals who were there gathered around to worship God under the law of Moses, teaching them about Christ Jesus and the fact that he was indeed the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And of course, this upset the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the high council. And so John and Peter were taken captive, and they were brought before the high council, the Sanhedrin, and Caiaphas and Annas, the high priest, brought before them the charges. And they were asked, according to chapter 4 and verse 7, by what power or by what name have you done this? And it's interesting for us to understand how the word name is used there. The word name is used as authority. We have heard people say in time past, in the old movies and such, a criminal would be running down the street and the individual behind him with a badge and a gun would say, "Stop in the name of the law." Well, not in the name of the law, as in just simply uttering that word, but by the authority of the law. Stop in that authority. He was appealing to the authority of the law and all that that stood for to cause that individual to stop his fleeing. And that's what was being asked here of Peter and John by the high court. They asked him, by what name, by what authority are you doing the things as you teach as you are? It is that same concept that we find when Jesus teaches his disciples concerning praying in his name or by his authority. There in John chapter 16, verse 23, Jesus speaking of that day when he would no longer be on the face of the earth and his church would go on protecting the word that he had given them and teaching the world around him concerning him. We are told there in verse 23, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." He said that they would not ask him directly, not praying to Jesus, but that they would instead pray to the Father in his name or by his authority. He continues on there in verse 24 saying, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father." And then in verse 26 he says, "At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." Jesus Christ said that his disciples, those who would appeal to the Father by his name or by his authority, would have access to the Father because we love him and follow in the path that he has set forth. Therefore, he sets forth a pattern whereby we have access to God our Father in prayer by the name or by the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, why is it that we have to pray that way? Well, firstly, because that's what we're commanded to do. We are to pray by the name or by the authority of Jesus Christ simply because he said so. And as God, the creator of all, it is our duty to recognize our position in the vast scheme of things and recognize that when our God commands us anything, no matter what it is, that is how it is that we are to proceed. We must submit ourselves to the will that he has set for us. But he goes on to explain himself there in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 when we are told that there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. We appeal to the Father as his children through Jesus Christ our Lord, by his name, by his authority, because he has served as the mediator between God and man, in that he was willing to sacrifice himself on the cross, in that he was willing to purchase the church with his own blood shed on the cross by that sacrifice, according to Acts chapter 20, verse 28. He is the one who has bridged the gap between man and God. He is the one through whom we have access to God because of our willingness to submit to his will. We have one mediator, one opportunity, one authority in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you for your time.